actually fire up our favorite songs.
It sounds like 1994, but that's the 2014 full-length debut from the Brooklyn trio Dead Stars. That song Wasted on their new record, Slumber. And that's how we begin episode 119 of Pump Up the Volume. Ladies and gentlemen, we're calling it from now on, and this ain't no retro show. We've got the newest noise you need to know right now. This week, The Fame Riot, Sheyun Kuti in Egypt 80, Garatas Suecas, Beverly, New Madrid, Young Buffalo, Ott, Raining Sound, Tennis, Delta Spirit, Peter Matthew Bauer, and we'll continue with a very now sound. We lulled you in with the 90s fuzz rock, but now we're going to slap you up the face with a Nigerian-American raised in London, Germany, and Flint, Michigan. It kind of sounds like MIA or Das Racist. The name is Tunde Olanaran, and this is Brown Boy.
Trying to figure out who I am, what to be, but it's just not happening. Lights on, look around, check out my surroundings.
Yo, steady breaking.
walking through until I get understood. Try to stop me, get a splinter, cause I'm like I wish they would. In a barrel, they're found, kill each other for the crown. But when I come through your town, break it up, I shut it down. It's like every time I wanna get a view, they're throwing shade now, what's a brown kid to do? So instead I put them sucker, sucker, suckers on blast. Then you can tell the man that he can kiss my is where I spend my time. I'm brave enough to know I need to leave the peace behind. Cause I could be charred up in the barbecue, but still come out and not be black enough for you. And then these questions, they can really trip me up, especially when they prove to be real tough. Like, can I be a man? Can I not love? Pledge allegiance to the flag of revelation.
Outside of nowhere,
The raging return of Delta Spirit, the Brooklyn via California band's new record Into the Wide is going to come out September 9th, and it's their first for their new label, Dual Tone. And that was our title track for this episode 119, A Pump Up the Volume, From Now On. Before that, we heard more new music from the ex-Walkman man, Peter Matthew Bauer. He was the bass player and organ player for the now-defunct New York band, The Walkman. Of course, we featured music from lead singer Hamilton Lighthouser, and we also heard from this ex-Walkman a few weeks ago on episode 116, but how could we turn down another song from his new record, Liberation, out on Mexican Summer, when it's titled Scientology Airplane Conversations? That was Peter Matthew Bauer. We kicked it off with Tunde Olanaran with his song Brown Boy on his Young Archetype EP put out by Quite Scientific Records. We're going to continue with new music that's also coming out full-length style on September 9th, which is also the date I just found out will be the new full-length from my favorite band, Sloan, or one of them, anyway. Denver duo Tennis have a new full-length coming September 9th as well called Ritual in Repeat. It's going to be on Communion Records. And in the past, they worked with Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, the one who doesn't seem to produce everything. But this time, they're splitting it up between Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, Jim Eno of Spoon, and Richard Swift of The Shins, all coming together for an amazing new sound. This is Never Work for Free from Tennis.
Looking for love. where you are. I can't see your face at all. There's no trace of your perfume in my room. As I lie here and think of you, all the stains your polish cannot change upon each broken part of my heart. Is the wear and tear of many years, and it seems much later than before. And I'm still waiting on a long distance call that never comes. You meant it when you said it. Yes, you meant it when you said it. You were leaving and never coming home. All this time, I refuse to use my eyes. Prefer to see a fantasy of you and me, just like we used to be. All around, now the props are falling down. They just weren't meant to last. This old mask, it don't suit me now, so I'll take a bow. It feels much later than before. I'm still waiting on a long distance call that never comes. You meant it when you said it. Yes, you meant it when you said it. You were leaving and never coming. I was waiting for your call when the clock out in the hall struck one and then two. And it feels much later than before. I'm still waiting on a long distance call that never comes. You meant it when you said it. Yes, you meant it when you said it. You were leaving and never coming home. Never coming home. Never coming home. Never coming home. Never coming home.
Tell me what
the Montreal band Ought, O-U-G-H-T, with The Weather Song. Their album, More Than Any Other Day, is out on Constellation, which makes them label mates with bands like Godspeed You Black Emperor, even though they sound more like Captain Jazz, Gang of Four, or early Talking Heads. They're opening up for another Pump Up the Volume artist, Dub Thompson, this weekend in Minneapolis. Before that, we heard Raining Sound. 5 years since their last record, they're back with a new one, Shattered, and it's their first on the Mighty Merge. And that song was Never Coming Home. And we kicked off that set with another song, I guess, in a duo of Never songs, Never Work for Free from Tennis. This is episode 119 of Pump Up the Volume. From now on, still amazing new music to come from The Fame Riot, Sheyun Kuti in Egypt 80, Garatas Suecas, Beverly, and New Madrid. But let's keep on rocking with a young band from Oxford, Mississippi called Young Buffalo. That makes them from the same place that brought us writers like William Faulkner. Their full length is coming later this year. It's going to be produced by Dave Schiffman. So right now there's the single. It's out on Votive. It's called Sikia from Young Buffalo.
I
Medora from the band Beverly, featuring Frankie Rose, original member of the Crystal Stilts, the Dum Dum Girls, and the Vivian Girls. She's got a new band together, called it Beverly. Their debut, Careers, is out now on K9 Records. Before that, we heard Manners from New Madrid. The Tennessee boys moved to Athens, Georgia, made their debut in 2012 with a record called Yardboat. Now, album number 2 is out on New West, and it is called Sun Swimmer. Kicked off that set with Young Buffalo, their song Sikia. We've been raging for quite a bit here on episode 119 from now on, so for our last set of music, we'll change it up yet again, and you're going to think it's Stereolab for a moment, but it's Garotas Suecas, which is Portuguese for Swedish girls, and they're an alt-rock band from Rio. Jamiroquai, Os Mutantes, Jackson 5, Sly and the Family Stone, I hear Stereolab. The song is Bucolismo, meaning bucolic, meaning countryside in English. This is Garotas Suecas with Bucolismo.
Me tira dali. always flights. I owe you
African Airways.
We not know where we go, but they tell us make we fly.
African Airways.
We not know where we go, but they tell us make we fly.
African Airways.
I'm your pilot, Captain EU, English speaking.
African Airways.
I'm my co-pilot, Mr. Dudugo.
African Airways.
Because I'm highly trained uniform people out there to serve you.
African Airways.
Mr. Benissa, Miss Duarte told.
African Airways.
Even if you're going nowhere, this is a trip for first and business.
African Airways.
And the rest aboard, we promise you a safe flight.
African Airways.
Listen to the special announcement. This flight, AAIO. Take off soon to take your seats. We really don't know where we're going. So bad navigation, no matter. Make it fasten your seatbelt and put away your bag. No exit time, make you don't worry about that. Sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. As you sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. As you sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. We don't want Chinese engines. We don't know where we're going. As you sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. With our Western pilot. We don't know where we're going. As you sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. With our PhD. We don't know where we're going. As you sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. With our World Bank raiders. We don't know where we're going. As you sit back, relax and let's. We don't know where we're going. Tell me now. Can you see what we got? Heavy turbulence. Can you see what we got? Heavy turbulence. Jump on the boat, jump on the boat before we school. Jump on the boat, jump on the boat before we walk. Jump on the boat, jump on the boat before we house. Jump on the boat, jump on the boat everywhere.
Shayun Kuti and Egypt 80 with African Airways. Is that maybe like the political sibling to Chromeo's frequent flyer we heard a few weeks back? It's another song from A Long Way to the Beginning, their latest release on Knitting Factory. We heard a track, IMF, back on episode 112 of Pump Up the Volume. We thank him for the retweet love, and they're actually going to be in town this coming Tuesday here in Portland. But I'm going to go see Polyphonic Spree the next night instead. Before that, we heard Garotas Suecas. That's probably the best I've pronounced that for us here so far, with Bucalismo. Their new record, Feras Míticas, is out on Munster Records. That's going to just about do it for episode 119 of Pump Up the Volume from now on, but we're going to go out on a high note with the super glitzy Seattle duo known as The Fame Riot. They took third place at Seattle's EMP Sound Off competition last year. Their new self-released EP is called Dust Funk, and it's Try to Be Better from The Fame Riot. Of course, my friends, you know we put together the Spotify playlist so you can single out and go check out all these songs yourself. And that Spotify playlist also includes the B-sides that don't make the cut for the main podcast Pump Up the Volume episodes here, like this past week. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Fink, Mesa N, Brownout, Marissa Nadler, and Trampled by Turtles. Of course, everything you need to know you can find on Twitter at PumpUpTheTHAVolume. The aforementioned Neil Young and Crazy Horse canceled their July 17th show in Tel Aviv, Israel, for obvious reasons. Nielsen confirmed Los Angeles radio ratings scandal wider than first thought. Univision station exec implicated. Fascinating organized crime behind the scenes. Soundwave focuses on group messaging and playlists in a bid to be music's water cooler as the streaming wars get hotter than ever. Ed Sheeran named most important act in black and urban music. And BBC One Extra takes a beating for that. Some of our albums of the day featured in the past week: new live record from Plastic Man, aka Richie Houghton, performed live at the Guggenheim in New York. It's called X. World Peace is None of Your Business, the long-awaited Morrissey record, finally dropped, and I'm still digging in and listening and re-listening to it. Fink's Hard Believer and Anna Calvi's Strange Weather EP all featured in the past week as our albums of the day. They are available all on Spotify, and you can go check them out yourself. And then go to the record store and buy that album. And then when they come to town, go see that band and buy their shirt or buy a record from them. Jenny Lewis, Anne Hathaway, Chris Stewart, Brie Larson, and more, that would be Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame, are all in Jenny Lewis's great new video, Just One of the Guys. Drake, Arcade Fire, Timber Tambor, and more make the shortlist for the Polaris 2014 prize. That's Canada's Good Music Prize. Arcade Fire confirms the support for the rest of their Reflector tour, and some of that's going to be, or at least at their Barclays date, fucking television is going to reunite and open for them. The Drums, long-awaited new music. Magic Mountain dropped their first new song in 3 years. Their shows are on sale. They're going on tour this fall, and they just announced the name of the new album. Their third record will be Encyclopedia. Caribou remixes Can't Do Without You ahead of the full length. David Bowie says his new music is coming soon. R. Kelly is threatening a house music album really, really soon. Ron Howard's going to direct a documentary about the Beatles' early years. Beyonce, Eminem, Iggy Azalea lead nominees for the 2014 MTV VMAs. Drake hosted the ESPYs, the ESPN Awards. Metallica actually do a really funny commercial for ESPN's SportsCenter. And this past week, of course, Weird Al Yankovic rolled out 8 videos, 8 days for his new record, Mandatory Fun, which features Tacky and Handy and Foil, which has great Illuminati references in it. But the high note we'll go out on is God Help the Girl, the new musical from Stuart Murdoch of Belle and Sebastian. The trailer's out, the movie's supposed to come out, and it's probably going to be too twee to even imagine. I hope you enjoy these episodes half as much as I enjoy rocking them for you. We'll keep doing it, my friends. This has been episode 119. From now on, from Pump Up the Volume and MediaMonarchy.com, my name's James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, band name mangler, and so much more from Pump Up the Volume and the MediaMonarchy.com kingdom. Reminding you, as always, my friends, don't hate the media, become the media.
song.
Shaving, turning up my radio out, turn up my radio out.